Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Black Noise Radio.
The old way
just the way it is. And in fact, no, this is not just the way it is. This is the way you're letting it be. And so making changes, I will tell you this, I'm a tourist. I am a stubborn at the cup, right? I have a very high threshold for things, and I know how hard it is to change. That's why I do really empathize with the people that I work with, because it's like, I know it's not easy to change, but if you can just get over that initial learning curve, that initial hump, oh my God, there's so much freedom on the other side, so much.
So let's say that somebody's making their list, and they're making their plan. And, you know, this happens to all of us. I mean, we may teach these tools, but I want to clarify, I use these tools. Because if I didn't use these tools, I wouldn't be very good at helping other people learn these tools either. So we're all human beings. We all have to use the tools, and we all have to go through these processes. We do. So we have our list. We're making a plan. And we have all these things we want to do. So how do you suggest we prioritize it?
I would say the one that is, I always use a hangnail analogy, like, you know, anytime I get a hangnail, it's so painful, and I'm like, why am I letting this investor in my nail right now? Like, it really hurts, like, in my skin, so I go get a manicure, or I pull it out.
So I do the same thing, that's so funny.
I'm like, ow, I'm like, this hangnail is so painful, but like, I don't want to inflict the pain of taking it off, I'll just go to a lady to get it taken out. But anyway, I would say it's the hangnail. Which is the thing in your life? What's the thing in your life that's your version of the hangnail? What is the most painful thing that you keep avoiding or numbing out about or are in denial about, but you know you're in denial about it, right? It's the most painful thing. I would say, like, so there are two ways that you can go about this. So I'm going to give you guys two options. The first is, if you just want to, you know, remove or handle the most difficult thing in your life, because it's just been gnawing at you for years or months or whatever, handle that. But if you're the kind of person that needs to ease your way into change, I'm that way, by the way, I would say start with the things that you can handle quick and easy so you have some successes under your belt. I'm the type of person that I need to see evidence that I can do it. Like, I've always been this way, and I love it because I do it works for me, right? So I want to give you guys two options, and you can pick, you know, which camp are you under. So you could either address the hardest thing first, get it out of the way, like eat that green frog first thing in the morning. There's a book by Brian Tracy.
Get it
out of the way.
Eat that frog.
Eat that frog, right. If you're that person that's like, I need to rip the Band-Aid off really fast. See, I'm not the ripping the Band-Aid off fast. I'm like a slow and steady people watch type of person. That's just me, right?
Eat that frog, man. Ah, are you there? I thought I had
that's
you.
That's not so painful. And I have put the stuff under my dog, and then that will break my cup.
That's funny, folks. This is Black Noise Radio. And that's just funny to me. She said, eat that frog. GRX, are you there? I don't know. We lost GRX. You'll have to call back in. Eat that frog. That is just something in my mind. All right. We got GRX back. I was listening to this clipped, and the lady said that you need to tackle your own fears and eat that frog.
Yeah, I heard it.
So I'm like, you know, that's beautifully put. You got to get up and eat that frog and just tackle what you didn't want to tackle. And I actually had a hangnail earlier this week. And I let it go for 2 days to the point where it's like, I can't keep going with this. And so what is it about the human mind? And, you know, we can apply this to all of our ideas and theses about your anger with this, that, and whatever it is, Trump or life in general or whatever, issues of living, that makes folk, what is it about folk that don't break the cycle of the mental abuse that they harm themselves with by continuing the cycle?
It's going to be hard for them to break that because, one, they don't realize they're in a cycle. You know what I'm saying? Like she was talking about change. You know, if you don't change, you don't exist. So they're in that point of where they don't believe that they need to change. They don't need to exist. That's where they're at, though. I mean, because if you're kind of socially aware and about yourself, you could see the changes that you need to make as a human. Right or wrong or indifferent, stand behind what you do, but it is what it is.
What you really said, bro, I don't know if you know you said it. You said they will either make the change or choose death.
Right. They choose to exist, man. That was something we learned, well, I learned in junior high school in science.
No, that's how we ended up at the high school, because everybody there already knew that. They already had that amount of self-responsibility at age 13 or 14.
Yeah, you know, if you don't change, you don't exist. I mean,
I wanted to go to military boarding school. Cathedral was my next best option.
Well, my mom made that my option. I was headed to either St. Bernard's or Verbum Dei, and more like Verbum Dei because I was playing football all of my years, playing Pop Warner, and I knew I could play the game. I wanted to go to that school. Plus,
thank
all the homies were gone.
You didn't go to St. Bernard's because I'd have to call you a straight-up buster right now, okay? And it's going down, okay? Thank you. You didn't go there.
Yeah, that's where I was headed, bro.
But that's how I feel about St. Bernard's. But thank God you didn't go to Paternoster because you would have been a real buster today.
I wasn't headed to Paternoster, bro.
Okay. And we know you live too far to go to, like, De La Salle or Chaminade, so thank God for that.
Chaminade was an option because there was two people over in my neighborhood that was going that way. You know how they always try to hook you up with somebody that in the school, blase, blase, in your area. Chaminade was an option.
Wow.
Chaminade was an option.
Your life would be totally different had you went to Chaminade, and our lives would have been totally different had we went to Verbum Dei.
Right. Exactly. You're exactly right. Mom's made the best choice for me because I didn't choose it.
I made the choice to go to Cathedral, and I brought it to my mother, and she was like, yeah, well, how much does it cost? And, you know, we went from, what, $339 to $1,039 a month. And then, you know, by the end of my graduation, I was paying for my own shit. Because me and my mother had a falling out. Remember that?
Yep.
So, you know, it is what it is. But at least in those environments, you get the skills to ball up. You know, the psychology is different. So,
right, the whole psychology is different.
As this lady is talking, I'm like, well, I don't think a lot of people today really realize that they have the power.
And that's the problem, too. It's not taught to them that they got the power. They're in it for the quick hustle. They're in it for the quick get down, not the long haul.
You know what I see that, though, with that psychology is that you hustle yourself. That's all bad, Playboy. You don't want to pickpocket yourself, homie.
Right. You breaking your own self down.
Yeah. You don't want to rob yourself, do you?
You stand in the mirror with the gun talking about break yourself, player. I like your shoes.
Now, see, if some fool do that shit, then you know where they got it from. You got a fool so gangstered out, he going to break his own self?
He going to break his own self.
He going to cross out the letters he don't like in his own name.
Right.
My name is...
Look. He going to cross out his government name and put Pookie up there, you know. Pookie Cunningham.
Over here would have to be with the pronoun gangster Pookie. But You know, we got them, bro. And it's weird to me because I see this lady talking and I'm like, wow, if people only knew that they could change their own disposition by just, now you don't have to tweak nothing. You don't really have to live differently.
You gotta go out and do it.
Immediately, you do need the knowledge of how to get away from old patterns and past mistakes. But at the end of the day, what makes one keep repeating the same thing? Do you know? You got children. You've seen this. These might be issues.
Well, you know what? With my kids, they didn't repeat the same thing. You know, it was like with Tiffany and Malik, they didn't repeat the same thing. They were like explorers and adventurers, you know what I'm saying? They, one move, okay, I did that. I don't even want to look back at that no more. I'm trying to do something else. So I just kept them motivated that way. So they didn't ever really repeat mistakes.
So
they kept making new ones.
You put in
they kept making new ones, but they didn't repeat the old.
Yeah, but you put in them the will to look forward. You know,
right.
Life is all ebb and flow. I had to explain that to a younger roommate of mine. It's ebb and flow, bro. You got to realize that you may be on the downside of an ebb or the upside of a flow or the downside of a flow. You got to realize, though, but you ride that wave.
Right. You got to ride it out.
And if your vision is not in the immediate and your psychological is secure to help you build up, you know, a lot of folks don't have secure psychologies, GRX.
Yeah, I could see that. I could definitely see that they don't have the psychology to move forward. Or, you know, we saying the will to move forward. Sometimes it's beyond will. Because if you gave it to them, they would do it. But you got to hand feed it to them. You know what I'm saying? So they don't have the psychology. I'm not going to say the will, the psychology to move forward. Because they're not thinking of moving forward. They're thinking of, I'm handling my position right here where I'm sitting. It's just like right now, I got a blunt in front of me, I got my lighter in front of me. That's all I'm supposed to be thinking about. But right now, I'm on the radio show. So we got to get past just right now.
Now, I remember a time when you only had your lighter and your blunt, and we didn't have no radio show. And so, God
bless. We moved
forward,
though.
We moved forward, and God bless, you see the need to move forward. Now, next week when you get your TV show, don't forget about us little people, GRX. I know how.
You know what? You know what? On the real, though, I have been thinking about that. And I was like, man, I got on YouTube and I was looking at some stuff on YouTube. And I'm like, why are we doing this shit on YouTube?
Well, let's hash it out.
We'll do that off the air, though, but let's hash it out and let's try to.
No, let's hash it out publicly on the air to let everybody know where it's going. We talked let me say this. We talked about the change over 6 months ago with YouTube becoming a TV channel. However, what they're doing right now is really experimental. And so if you don't have a high-end account, you really can't upload and do much more than what you were doing. So there are other avenues for this. First thing is video conference calling. You and I need to incorporate that. Conference calling. That's the first part. And so then you have that part of production. Now, I can produce anything, but we have to begin the series of creating the content. So first is the video call as opposed to the phone call. That elevates us to something you and I have never done in our life with each other. You may have done it with someone else. I've never done it. And so I'd like to do that.
Video conference?
Yeah, I've had video conferences in corporate settings, but not on any of my phones.
I've done it on the phone one time with Rob.
Hooked it up
to my phone way back when, the other one. And we did it a couple times.
Yeah. Now, mind you, I have and had a Skype account, and I have all that. I have all of the protocols necessary to do what it is. However, and I have the YouTube accounts. I have, I think, two now. and I've already done videos and uploaded. But I utilize Instagram right now. Further, when you analyze folk who do shows like us, and I am a marketing man, they tend to follow a certain protocol that I do not want to go down. You know, I don't want to go down those paths because it kind of gets because it gets stale after a while. And so what I would suggest is that we take one of the about six different themed shows, or we could take the GRX Live, and set that one up. Okay, because the one, it will be the intercedent to all of the others. And then will come Black Noise Radio. And then will come the Marty Smith Show. And then will come, I hope, the Tiffany Show. And then all them pretty baby shows and the Cammy Mill shows. I hope we get to the point where, you know, it's just the Rogers TV network. Now, let me be very – I looked up how to get a TV station.
Right.
The only black TV station was in Oakland, Soulbeat. Everybody ridiculed and hated what they was doing, but they were very, very influential in the initial stages of getting people on the air. It is cheaper to get a television station than to get a radio station. In this current environment, you could probably get an license for television broadcast. I pulled it all up right from the feds. It was very clear. You can get this to broadcast low-level signals on TV, so you would be up in the channel 20-something-something, 24.5, or 24 outright, but where you see all the stuff that you ain't really looking, because that tends to be they ain't even home shopping anymore. It's generally Asian programming or Armenian in some of those stations. But those stations are available. Now, it said very clearly on the government website that you will not be getting any permits to apply. You need a permit to apply for FCC FM broadcast license. So you can't get on the radio. It's done. You need to go get on a station if you're going to do that.
Right.
Okay. Now, these are the avenues to do what it is you're saying. Now, here's something that you got to get into and really research for yourself. I told you, bro, I called the show to hear the show. And it's like a 5-second delay. And so I'm hearing me, just the other phone up to my ear as I'm talking to you or to me or to whoever. And I just thought that, okay. And one of the issues was, how is the quality? You know, we asked people to call in. That was great. Well, how does the other side of the mix, you know, how can you hear what I'm doing over here? Excellent. Okay. Now, when you get into production of anything of a film nature, you know, you need an audio track, you need a film track, and then, then you mesh and blend all that together and you come up with something that people can watch for more than 15 minutes. These shows is 30 minutes. Okay. So we see how we can get a clear and clean and pristine audio track, not just out this studio, but most things filtered through the web, and I pull them back digitally, are a little cleaner than what I could produce out of here, as long as I produce it out of here cleanly. Did you make that make sense?
Yeah.
As long as I put down a clean and solid mix, they will refine it, and I can download it, and it sounds already mastered. That's what I'm saying. So you have a master audio track that now you can lay over whatever visuals, and now you got me and you on our speakerphone, on our video phones, and we patching that in at the same time, showing clips of what we're talking about. If we're talking about Trump, we may put a picture up of Trump. I got the computer. We scan in on that. When we move to the next topic, we talk about food. We whatever it is. And then we go back in and out to ourselves as we are talking like we're talking. All that's doable. But it only took GRX, Gregory Rogers, Pretty Ricky, it took 5 years for you to get there. And it's been a beautiful thing.
It didn't really take 5 years for me to get there. It's just that I was busy doing other things.
Nah. Just be honest. I hoodwinked you into this. I trapped you in. And then you said, okay, I kind of like this. And then you kind of work with it. Then you... People start telling you, hey, man, did you know you was world famous, GRX? I heard you somewhere, GRX. I was at the barbershop. My people's like, GRX? Yeah, that's GRX. Bottom line, bro, we have no control over the amount of folk we can reach. We have no control over that, do we?
I said, and where? We don't have any effect on that either.
No, and where of the control? No, but we do have control over how we pull it together.
Right.
But I'm going to tell you, when you have a common vision of what you want it to look like, now you can do it. So to that, I thank you, my brother. You really, you moved this pendulum further along, probably quicker than I thought. Or made me wanting to go, but these things are in the works, and so
TV, and I saw these brothers on there, Jesus and Mauro, and they talked some about everything, and I was really looking at it, I was like, wow, that's kind of the same shit that me and Marty do.
Yeah, and it can be done. It can be done remotely. We don't have to come into the studio, none of that. But the thing is. And I'm making this point. You finally see all of this potential. And it's not that hard, is it?
No, it's not.
Nah, it's not that hard. And we can move real quickly past 30 minutes into, man, these fools got the 5 hours. They've been on the air 5 hours. So be careful what you ask for. We're going out with Ashford and Simpson, folks. It seems to hang on. And it does. Doesn't it, GRX? Really, though.
Thank you.
Yes, man. This guy, he never seems to do nothing but amazing with his potential. All right, folks, this is Black Noise Radio. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday, the day before the day, and we'll go from there.